Let's Talk. Last week, we focused on Matthew 11:25-27. This week, I wanted to continue by covering the last three verses in the chapter, 28-30. Starting in verse 28, let's read it. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Last week we learned that before leading into these verses, there was negative responses raging against Jesus' claims to be the king that was sent from the Father and Son of Man. In short, Jesus has just openly prayed to the Father, thanking him for revealing himself to the insignificant and little children, as opposed to those who thought themselves to be wise. And we get to this famous section that often is seen out of context. But reading it in context, we see it as a prayer that leads into a big therefore. Everybody who is heavy burdened, who's tired, and just tries to carry it on your own, I will give you rest. He finishes his prayer with an invitation to anybody struggling and realizing their need for him to yoke with him. In Matthew 12, the conversation transitions into a discussion about the Sabbath and healing on the Sabbath. And if we step back and look at Matthew 11 and 12, we see rejecting of Jesus in 11, then in 12, Jesus' rest and Sabbath. Right in the middle, we see the idiom of yoking with him. And if we step back further and follow the theme of eternal rest from the beginning of Matthew, we see that Jesus' journey across the Jordan River through his baptism is symbolic for entering into the place of rest. Jesus is baptized into the Jordan, goes through the wilderness, then into the Promised Land, which is the Hebrew Bible's place of rest. And what kind of place is this? Well, it's a place of abundance that you don't have to slave to get into. God promised it, and it arrives in its own way, and you get to cooperate with it and receive its abundance. And Jesus is saying and demonstrating that's happening through him. And he's bringing it into reality as he is announcing freedom from sin and slavery, that people can trust they are a part of God's family and rest, enjoying it. Either we are living the Sabbath rest, or we are a slave to death and decay. Jesus is not offering an alternative to Judaism. God's mission is to restore God's people to rest. And this is where we look to the idiom of the yoke. What is it? A yoke was often used to express yoking to a teacher or rabbi. In Jeremiah, he uses it to express yoking to God or the Torah. Jeremiah expresses breaking the yoke of the law and finding rest by taking the yoke of the new covenant that was to come in the future. Devotion to the Torah was supposed to free a person from the cares of the world. We don't commit ourselves to the Torah, but we are yoking to a person, Jesus, who is committed and has fulfilled the Torah. And he didn't come to negate the Torah, but fulfill it. And if we will come to him and yoke, he will lead us to the ultimate jubilee. The Jewish term jubilee was linked to the Sabbath, the seventh day, and the creation story. A principle of the year of Jubilee was the releasing of debts and reset to help the economy of the poor. This was symbolic for what the Lord of the Sabbath would bring. Coincidentally, Jesus was crucified and resurrected in the 50th year of the Jubilee, which was the ultimate Jubilee of Jubilees, a climactic year in the Jewish calendar. Don't forget that in Matthew chapter 5, it's saying that if people are actually yoking to Jesus and learning from his teaching, then they are creating new communities where rest is a reality now. It's still partial because I will fail and so will my neighbor, but it's the better way forward as we yoke with him daily, leading us to the ultimate jubilee. The debates about Jesus and the Sabbath in Matthew 12 are about what's acceptable on the Sabbath, and he is not concerned with that. He was demonstrating that he was the Lord of the Sabbath, the one fulfilling the law and bringing us into a new time and a new place of rest. Jesus is not devaluing the Sabbath, but living it by bringing forgiveness and healing like the principles of the Jubilee. His ministry It all began on the Sabbath as he stood up and read Isaiah 61, declaring he was the rest and jubilee. Then he went about healing. Jesus is the climax of the Jewish teaching of the Sabbath, and we've entered into a new time and a new place of rest through his death and resurrection. And this is why we celebrate the Lord's Day on the first day of the week. The Sabbath was fulfilled by him, and we celebrate the first day of the new creation through his resurrection. The truth is, we are all yoked to something, and everyone is under a yoke. The instrument of an ox wears is used to work with another ox. And if we come to Jesus, take the yoke with him, we will find things get lighter. We are sharing the load with him. It's distributive. It's more ergonomic. Yokes are made for work. His is made for rest. And when we work with him leading us, you'll find your work is paradoxical. Your work is done from a place of rest. Our work becomes enjoyable, and we see the humble and gentle heart of the Father in him. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to us, the burdened, the tired, the weak, and for inviting us to share the yoke with you. What an honor to walk beside you daily as you humbly and gently teach us and lead us into your rest.